Well, give me an afkamina, though. Give me an afkamina lemaisa, the Sidrei Tara and the Balatani. Afkamina B, right over here. I'm thinking about a string. As long as the string is clean, you would. I give you a case. I give you stitches. The stitches are going to remain there the whole time. Right? If they get infected, if they get this, let's say in a certain kind of. This, I don't know if this exists in the medical profession. The sticks at the end of the body. You leave it there as long as it'll stay. But very often, usually it happens. After a week, it starts to get dirty or get something. And you pull it.
the manicure. This tremendous battle in Eretz Yisrael about this. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, you cannot get married according to the mikvah. Impossible. You aware of that? Okay. You cannot get married out of Kabbalah from the mikvah later. Cannot. I'm serious. There's no way. The Rabbanut, I'm serious. I don't know if you're aware of this. The Rabbanut has kfiyah datit. They control the Gidin Kedushin. And you cannot get married. No rug, only a Rabbanut, you know, Tuda, will marry you. And they will not marry you unless you have a Kabbalah from the mikvah lady that you went to the mikvah. Good. All right. So very nice. They said, well, everyone will go at least once. All right. We don't know if it's going to be kosher with Tvila, whether she went to Shivanaki, we have Sitaris. So, let's hope for the best. What? So good. So most women, I'm